You are
Rob Allen.
And I'm
Stu Bright.
And we've got the wonderful and glorious Kate
Robbins,
British Empire medal holder, and absolutely here as before. So it's the dynamic triage, I guess.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's so good to be back, because we've also found that me as a rabbit have a special synergy with my two monkeys.
We've got a rabbit and two monkeys, haven't we?
The zodiac signs.
Yeah,
that's
yes.
Right.
So yeah, it's no hanging off the trees and the wires and whooping. And so, but before we start, did everybody have a good Christmas, Kate?
I had a great Christmas, yes.
Super.
Yeah, we did. We opened up the house, the Rawbone house, as we normally do. And
yes.
We had many volunteers. We had 40 plus at my house.
It was amazing.
Christmas
it was heaving,
lunch.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
very, very nice time.
Just a thank you to people that support us.
And a big shout out to you, because that was an incredible spread that you put on with turkey and hams and God knows what. Yeah, I did notice that Rob Allen had more than his fair share of turkey.
I came for my first Christmas meal of the Christmas period, and it was absolutely delicious. And it was just great to be around all the volunteers and the family that you have got within the club and the community. It's amazing.
It is top notch, isn't it?
Yeah.
But then I must say that you arrived with a pair of wet socks. Now, why was that?
Yes, we had quite a lot of activities taking place over the Christmas holidays for the club, and we started with the Easter camps just before Christmas for the kids learning to sail or further development programs. And then Boxing Day, the club ran our Boxing Day club cruise over to Yau Lei Seafood Restaurant. And then we got wet over there, and that's why I arrived with wet socks at the Rawbone House for Boxing Day dinner.
And a change of socks.
And a change of socks, which I kept. And so, yeah, it was really good. And then that led us into the New Year's beach party and barbecue that we did, the inaugural event for the club.
And that was well attended as well, wasn't it? Even though it was a pretty cold day.
I mean, the weather was not actually great on New Year's Day. It was a bit of rain, a bit of precipitation, but we still had 80 people-ish on New Year's Day, 60, 65 on Boxing Day. So really good numbers of attendance.
That went down well.
Very, very well.
And New Year's Day, now, Sailability weren't sailing New Year's Day, were they?
No, we weren't, but what we did, we'd had a prize from our auction, which was at the 15th anniversary. So I went out with some friends on one of the boats, which was Cynthia Wong's old Safira, not the new one. So we had a day out on the water that day too.
Lovely. Now, for those who don't know Safira, the old Safira, let us into the secret. What is it?
Safira is a boat owned by Cynthia Wong.
Yes.
Cynthia Wong is Li Kaoxing's daughter-in-law.
So it's a big boat.
It's a 47-foot Solaris. Yeah.
Lovely.
So we had that for the day, and we just went out for about 5 hours again. It was a little bit wet, it was windy, but it was good. And Stephen, who has been a long-time supporter and friend of Sailability, it was all down to him with his money that he paid in for it.
Fantastic.
And it was good. We had a good day. And it was his first time sailing.
Oh,
he's
nice.
75.
It's never too
started.
A young start on the helm.
He's quite young.
Yes.
Sailability.
Yeah.
I had to go up to 92, don't
you? Oh, there we go. Yeah, that's top notch.
So
Sailability, and still on the subject Sailability, you've got some important announcement to make regarding March, I think.
Yes, we're coming up to the second selection day, which is funded by LCSD through HKSF. To take us to Sydney for the Hansa Worlds in
amazing.
March. This is all on the back of the success we had in October.
Winning all the medals.
Which is great, when we won the gold there, so they've come along and said they'll support us. I mean, I think there'll probably be about 100 boats there, 100 Hansas, possibly
huge
200
fleet.
Sailors,
well.
Which will be really superb. It's a wonderful sight to see all these coloured sails on the water, and so many abilities, because it is an open world.
So you've got regular sailors versus disabled sailors taking part.
Yes, but they have two categories.
Yeah. Incredible. What a lucky experience for all the sailors and the team.
Yeah, yeah.
It is.
Well done, Sailability.
Yeah, indeed. And closer to home, in terms of closer to the date, tomorrow sees the start of
the Kowloon Cup. So it's the club's Kowloon Cup.
Yep.
It's a two-day weekend race.
Okay.
It's cruising racing.
Yeah.
So we've got an island race. And actually, we're going to be planning to go around Khao Sai Chau course tomorrow.
Okay, that's a good one.
I'm not sure if it's going to be clockwise or anti-clockwise, but Mr. Simon Jones,
the
rear Commodore of Sailing a few years ago, is back in town.
Good.
And he will be the race officer for the club.
Super.
It's awesome that the club just keeps on bringing back past members, absent members.
Yep.
And we love welcoming back our family and friends to the club, because it's what it's all about. And then Sunday is the one and only pursuit race of the year.
Okay, so it's always good.
It's different. It's a different format of racing with different staggered start times, with the idea to get everyone finishing at a similar or the same time.
Yep.
So we'll start a Kowloon Cup on Sunday. About 9:40, the first boat starts, and then the last boat, the fastest, bigger boats, start at 10:44. So ideally finishing at about 1 o'clock-ish at next to Yowle Urchin Farm.
So the Urchin Farm. So there's a nice little tease at the end of it. You can have bites to eat when you get there, and obviously a few beers as well.
And
how many boats are you expecting?
Hopefully we'll have about 15 boats out this weekend, which will be nice.
Yeah. And the prize giving there, not at here.
The prize giving is at Urchin Farm Seafood Restaurant. Yeah. So that's really nice as well.
Brilliant. So anybody listening, if you want to join in, if you want to come along on Sunday at any rate.
Yeah, sign on the water.
Sign on, yeah.
And you're always very welcome.
And you get a free sea urchin thrown in.
Something
without the spines.
So yeah, that's the Kowloon Cup, and nice regatta to start the year.
Okay, and what's happening after the Kowloon Cup? We've got a few things on the radar, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of activities. Just now, after the school holidays have finished, Christmas holidays is over, we're getting back into the winter spring training weekends, programs. So weekends, we've got lots of kids and adult activity taking place on the dinghies and the keelboats. Community sailing is back this year. We're extending it to Wednesday and Thursday. So we're giving people a different option to figure out what's going to be the most popular day. That always runs from 10 till 1, so everyone can come out and do J80 community sailing. It's very good value, and it's a great way to come and get involved. And then we've obviously got this PVOCC, Pleasure Vessel Operators course, that we're going to run in March.
That's March.
That's
okay.
going to be a Cantonese course to start with, especially as the demographics have changed within the club over the recent years.
Of course.
So March will be the PVOC, and then that'll include RYA Powerboat Level 2 actual training courses.
So the Powerboat Level 2 at the moment is ongoing. I think it started on the 8th, didn't it?
That's right.
And I think we've got another one. Is it on the 22nd and 23rd?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, that's for this month.
Yeah.
And then it'll be ongoing and announced.
And then you just contact the office. Yeah. Contact the sailing office about which is going to be the best month and time to get signed up for these courses.
And hopefully by that time it'll also be in the calendar of the Heebie-Jeebies magazine.
Which is just being put together as we speak.
That's super duper. So, Kay Woolburn, British Empire Medal. The question is hot on the press. How do you get your Hansa boats down to Sydney for all this racing?
We don't. We will charter.
It'll
be chartered. And I think in anything now going on, even with World Sailing and Hansa's, is to move boats around by Hansa. So we'll go to the closest countries and drag the boats.
And that's all sponsored by Hansa, is it? Or is that through the top
to
organisation of sailability?
No, it's Hansa. Yeah. It's a Hansa. It's recognised by World Sailing. It is a World Sailing event. But the boats will be chartered from the clubs, but they will bring them in from different clubs. If we had something here, which we hope to in 2026, we may do the Asia Pacifics, then we'd probably look to Japan. We've got boats here. We might get some from other places where they have them and bring them in. It's just keeping costs down. It's too expensive now to move your boats.
So it's a massive amount of synergy, isn't it?
Because it's fantastic. The partnerships and the relationships that are forged within clubs.
It's very good to do this sort of thing.
And the pre-work up to what we're doing now, we did have a little discussion about boats, where Hebe has been and how it started up sailing in Macau, contributed to Subic, Subic Bay and Porto Galera Yacht Club. And on that note, you're going to have a little chat about sailing clothing and sailing associated.
Well, we've had lots of parents and feedback and input from the members, and it's all about recycling and sustainability. And we obviously, as kids grow, they buy bigger clothing, bigger wetsuits, etc. What to do with your clothing and equipment? We have a solution at Hebe. We are having a box put together by the garden bar, and parents and sailors can recycle, donate all of their old wetsuit boots,
Super.
windbreakers, rash vests, hats, you any name size, it, we'll take it.
Shoes.
Yeah. And yeah. Anything that you've got, because Stu and obviously lots of members have got very good contacts with Porta Galera Yacht Club.
Yeah, we have indeed.
And obviously with the Subic Bay.
Yeah.
Let's keep on branching out and recycling equipment and supporting less fortunate associations and NGOs.
Can I also bring something in here, guys, because Sailability has started a program for low-income kids out at Shelter Cove. It's also to try and help them with their lease. But the children we have there are low income, and these things like wetsuits and that and buoyancy aids would go a long way to helping and supporting them. All the kids grow.
Absolutely.
But it was also brought up in Sydney at with IODA, talking about they're looking at doing this internationally.
This
and,
would be a
you
great
know,
movement.
So I think if we can start in Hong Kong, especially at Hebe, to do this and get things rolling.
And see it as
and
a flag
we can,
event.
We can go
generated
out see it as a flag
Hebe.
Event, yes. Yeah. I think so.
Fantastic.
So, and don't forget, we are covering the Greater Bay Area as well. So
indeed.
We mentioned Macau, we must not forget Shenzhen.
Good old Daya Bay, there's lots of regattas up there, China Cups up there. Yeah. So, Jamie from our sailing committee, she's a great resource to connect us with Daya Bay. And Bridget's doing an awesome job with all that big boat connection. And
super.
Club association representations.
Yeah. I'm also looking to go up here now. I've got my new travel card. I picked it up on the 13th
very nice.
Of December. I'm looking to go up there. I spoke to Chan Hai Lee about this and to Malav at ASAF to go up to talk about putting Sailability up there.
Wow.
And I
what
think this would be so
be.
Good. I mean, we had people here before COVID. We're coming down from Guangzhou, but I think now that things are better, we've got this great relationship up there. They've been down here, they've seen what we do, so let's take it up there.
And they can just tap into all the experience and knowledge that you guys have had, because you've went through that teething process, especially over the first 5 years, where things were not as straightforward and smooth as they are now, or seem to be now. And so, I think the more Sailability programs within the region is what it's all
I
about.
I think within Asia, I think it's so important to me. I've been told I'm more Asian now than I am British, the way I look after sailing it for Asia. And I think it's important that we, even within World Sailing, we show what Asia has.
Absolutely. Love
well, that. I think generally we are softening out after COVID, aren't we? You know, it's a different shape to the club and to sailing generally, but I think we popped out in a fairly positive way.
I think so. We're still afloat.
There's
lots to look forward to. Land is in sight.
Yes,
so
indeed.
The bar is there. Keep going.
Yeah, it is. And so here we are. Today's the 10th of January. 19 days' time, we've got Chinese New Year, 29th.
Yes.
And so happy year of the wooden snake, I believe.
Gan Lai Fa
Choy. And so sailing then, are we doing anything?
The club closes down over Chinese New Year for 3 days normally.
Right.
And then you'll be back into the February, March spring series, so we've got the Saturday spring series that's taking place, and then just regular training in the build-up to our Easter camp, which is going to take place in April, and then we'll be so busy again.
And that's based here. The Easter camp is going to be here. It's not going to be anywhere
at the club. We run that at the sailing centre. It's 2 weeks of training courses for the kids to come and do sailing and water sport camps, further development courses.
Super.
And by then, Hong Kong's opened up because it's warm and it's sunny and we're going into busy times again.
So as we're getting the website sorted out at Hebe, hopefully by then the website will have all those events on it. If not, then they can get through to yourself or Queenie in the STC.
Correct. And we've got everyone on the WhatsApp chats, which seems to be a good way to let people have instant updates on what we're trying to do or planning to do. So we'll be announcing all of these. We're in the planning phase at the minute. Club sailing calendar is being planned with all the other clubs. So we're putting all of the next 18 months events, training programs, regattas into a merged Hong Kong Sailing Club calendar.
Okay, and where does that put us with Hong Kong Race Week then?
So Hong Kong Race Week is mid-February.
Yep.
Hebe Dragons will be down there. Sailability will be down there. So there's probably going to be about 40 or 50 club sailors.
It's going to be pretty busy.
It's an international regatta. Royal Hong Kong do a fantastic job down there of this event. And that's a really nice wins down there at this time of the year as well, which is another good time of the year.
Now, talking about Hong Kong, the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club, Sailability have got an announcement to make, haven't they, about sailing with the Royal Hong Kong?
Yeah, well, we have. We've just mentioned it in relation to the low-income kids. So, we've started this programme at Shelter Cove. But we also...
But it's already started.
It started in November.
Yeah, it's about week 8 now, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
It is. So we've got 6 kids joining. We're looking to open up on Saturdays and Sundays as soon as we can, which is great. Rex, who was here with us right from the start of Sailability, he's standing in for Kevin Lewis, who's leading the programme at the moment. So it's good to have Rex back.
That explains why I saw Mr. Lewis over at Shelter Cove the other day.
That is why. Yes. That's the programme that he's running for Kay over there.
The kids have really taken to it. None of them have ever sailed before. I think we've got 4 of them are children of helpers in Hong Kong, Filipino helpers in Hong Kong, which is great.
Yeah.
But also we support Hong Kong Race Week as well. Our sailors, they sail in the 2.4s, they will be travelling over the week before, take the boats down there. But we take Mohan out, and on Mohan we will have people from within Sailability and sailors where we take them out to view what's going on.
So you use that as like a spectator boat, do you?
It's a spectator boat, but it's for people that... Sailability members, our sailors within Sailability, for them to go out and enjoy it. So we're there on the Saturday, Sunday.
Now, for those who don't know, Mohan is a Solaris 40.
Yes, it is.
And it's got a big aft deck. It's a flat platform.
Yes.
And it's great to receive those who are not as able as the rest of us.
Yes, it is. And it is. It's very. Yeah. It's much easier to get on board.
It's been modified, hasn't it? Deliberately.
It's been modified slightly.
Wheelchairs.
I mean, we're working, I think I may have said this before, with Clearwater Bay and the Metropolitan University to design a universal helm seat.
Great. Wow.
This one is really an exciting thing because, especially with MU, they're looking to put this into a competition maybe later on.
That's top-notch news because...
No, it's really, really good to get the other clubs involved in what we do as well.
And that could be the genesis for new seats for the disabled on yachts because that's starting to... I mean, we've got... I think there's a young lady at the moment who's doing Around Britain.
Mm.
Or has she just done that? I'm not terribly sure. I was
hearing about it,
I think, going around on a 28-footer.
Wow.
So that's setting a trend. I know it's happened before, but now it's becoming slightly more mainstream. So that could well be something that Hong Kong could be proud of.
It is. I think it would be in that respect. I mean, there are lots of things that come out of the UK. I mean, looking forward, there's a guy who we met in Melbourne in 2015. He's a triple amputee, and he's looking to sail the Pacific, and I think... It could be around the world solo.
Wow.
He was blown up at 18 in Afghanistan, and I think when you see these things and what sailing has enabled them to do, it is so important to get these people in the water.
There's a double here for that then.
Yeah, we've got the Paralympics coming to view us in February. They're coming on February the 5th to have a look at the programmes because there's been an announcement about a new event where sailing is very possibly being included called Ability Sport. And that will take place in October in Turkey.
So more of that later when we get to know
more about that. They just want to come and see. They continue to support us, the Paralympics, so thank you very much.
Alrighty, well that's great news. And so back to the 29th, on the 30th, Chinese New Year, there's a Chinese New Year lunch buffet, $308 for adults, $158 for kids. That kicks off at 12 noon. And don't forget as well, Sunday carving brunch. Mm. I think that's a fairly new brunch at $238. So I think it's quite a good price.
I thought the price was good when I saw it today.
Yeah, so it's 12 noon, the Chinese New Year lunch buffet. Kicks off at 12, finishes at anywhere around about 3:30, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And the poster's there around the club, and it's also in the events section of the heebie-jeebies.
And you can come and see the lion dance.
There's a lion dance as well, and that's always nice and noisy and colourful, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can get your boat blessed for the year ahead, so that's always very popular.
So talking about food, the listeners and members and members' guests will see a bit of a change around the club from the shape of the menus, the cost of the menus. There will be a cost increase. It's marginal at the moment. I'm not terribly sure how much that will be, but the top... increase will be only 10%. Some will be less than that, and I don't think that's going to affect alcohol at the moment. You'll be glad to hear, Rob. And then on top of that, there's a little bit of a change of staff going on, so to be advised at a later, probably number 12 pod, I'd say, on Bits and Pieces. That brings us to looking at those menus, the race week we've talked about, and Kay, you were talking about physios. Now, how did that come about, physios and the 24-hour charity race?
The physios came from a programme that started probably 5 years ago now. Mr. Kwok, who's a member here, stopped myself and Mike at that time in the car park and said that he was a professor at the Metro, well, it was then the Open University.
Okay.
And he was looking to have some students come down and possibly do some of their practicum with us. From that, it grew. And then last year, we had 32 physios receive their accreditation.
Wow.
So they were down here every weekend, 24-hour dinghy race they'd supported, other things they had supported. They also give some treatment to some of our sailors who can go to the university into their labs and
what a partnership
which is really good. And then back in September we had what they call a sail and serve here, where they came down with the brand new recruits, because we're starting on Sunday this week with some new guys coming to start their new term of training.
Wow.
And it then went to the ones that are newly qualified, then we'd even got the professors here, and we set up tables and people would come and have their bone density checked, and they could, if they got a complaint, they could go and speak to them. From that, because with the 24-hour committee as well, we thought it would be good to have them along, they're here anyway, but to actually set up a station this year. I wasn't here, again, because I was in Portugal last year. But it went really well. I hear it was very good. They've left their big bed here, so it looks as if they're coming back again.
They had a great time, and they're so happy to be involved. And they were a great presence at the 24-hour race and the other events that you have organised throughout the UK.
Well, we'll have to set up a queuing system, I think, won't we, for those in the Sail Training Centre who are obviously going to be in the want of having their knee...
I'm sure there's a couple of guys from our team that would like to go and see a physio, for sure.
Yeah. So from collecting boxes for used items, upcycling, recycling, decycling even, just to reiterate, that box is going to be in the garden bar.
We're going to get that in the garden bar from mid-February onwards. We're going to have that. We'll have it decorated, signed up, so it'll be very visible, and then we can really start this going. I think it'll be a great thing, and we'll just test it for a few months, see how it goes. I'm sure it'll be great.
It should be good. Should be good.
I think it's super.
Right, well,
good stuff.
Shall we wrap this one up? So, the end of number 11. And anything you want to... Any shout-outs, Rob, for anybody in the STC?
I just want to shout-out to the sailing team. They've been absolutely phenomenal in the last 12 months, and they've put in a huge shift. And so I just want a big shout-out and thanks to those guys for all their hard work and continued support.
They've done well.
They have indeed.
And I must say, it's a very tidy area down there as well, in terms of where the dinghies are, where the paddling system is in the racks.
Yes.
And let's hope we will address that, hopefully, in the Year of the Snake as well.
Yeah, we're just trying to do a big tidy-up. Get everything nice and easy on the eye and organised, and it's just really good to have this in place now to set the standards for the start of the season.
That's brilliant. So more in that news to come. And Kay, anything from your end?
Of course. I mean, it's always the heat behaviour, and I think Rob understands where we came from in 2009, so thank you to Sail Training. Thank you to the committees all through the years, all the Commodores, and hopefully things are going to be even better with more to talk about in the next podcast.
Now, you did mention that word Commodore. Now, I think in the Bits and Pieces 10th, we didn't actually formally announce a warm welcome to Mr. Sonny Payne, our new Commodore in chief.
Shout out to Sonny, legend.
Shout out to Sonny.
Nice to see him on the bridge deck, which is brilliant news. And also our acting GM at the moment,
Billy.
So it's good to see, and his crew, they're doing very well.
Billy's got the team going, and he's got the full support, so it's really nice to see this. And
it's good one.
Great feelings at the club at the minute. Onwards and upwards.
No, really, really good.
Yeah, absolutely. And if anybody's listening and they haven't been to Hebe for a bit, and you are a member or you want to join as a member, come on down. It's a slightly different shape of a club than it was about 2 or 3 years ago. So don't be scared. Come on down. We want to see you. It's goodbye from
Kay.
And a goodbye from
Rob. Nice one, guys.
Nice. See you soon.